Nolte, media continued to pretend single-digit Pete Buttigieg is top-tier candidate. By John Nolte on July 31, 2019. Despite the establishment media pretending otherwise, mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg is not even close to a top-tier candidate for the 2020 Democrat presidential nomination. Nationally, and in every single early primary state, the anti-Christian bigot is mired in single digits. Nationally, in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Buttigieg is averaging just 5.7% support, about half of fourth place, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, who sits at 10.5% support. Mayor Pete is only doing a little better than Patty O'Rourke, who is in sixth place at 2.8%. If you really want a laugh, Andrew Yang is only 3.7 points behind Buttigieg at 2%. The current Democrat frontrunner, creepy Joe Biden, is a whopping 26 points ahead of mean little Pete, at 32%. The real top tier are Biden with his 32%, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, at 16.2%, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, 14%, and Harris at 10.5%. Buttigieg is in the bottom tier with the rest of the losers. The same is true in the all-important early states. In Iowa, Buttigieg is DOA in fifth place with just 6.5% support, and he is 9 whole points away from fourth place, Sanders, which again puts the mean little mayor in the bottom tier. In New Hampshire, Alfred E. Newman again sits in fifth place at 9.7% and he's sinking. He had been polling in double digits, but the most recent polling has him at 7%, which puts him a full 5 points behind fourth place Harris, 12%. Nevada, far fifth place again at 6.5%. South Carolina, far fifth place with just 5.8% support. California, fifth place at 6.3%. In worse news for the angry little bigot, he's raising the most money, number one with $24.8 million, and still stuck in the double-digit mud. The money people love Pete. The elite media people love Pete. The people? Not so much. Pete might surge in the coming months. I don't do predictions, so I am in no way saying he is doomed to be a failure throughout the primary. But when you look at the money and media love, there is no question that right now he is a massive failure who is unable to capitalize on the kind of glowing media coverage we have not seen since Barack Obama. In a way, at least so far, what's happening to Pete is reminiscent of Marco Rubio, when the Florida senator ran for the Republican nomination in 2016. But it never happened. Trump even won Florida, Rubio's home state. The good news today is twofold. 1. Buttigieg is an angry little Christian-hating bigot and a total incompetent as a political leader. He has no business being president, and 2. This is yet more proof that the media have lost their ability to shape public opinion, even among Democrat primary voters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.